Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, something else I want to talk about now, music-wise, because maybe you or somebody that you know has been trying their hand at writing some music over the past few months, and maybe, just maybe, they have a big hit on their hands, but they don't quite know what to do with it. Well, Anderson Music might be able to help out in that department. That would be Anderson without the E in the middle. Anderson is an Irish-made app, co-founded by Neil Dunn, that connects aspiring musicians to the likes of managers and record labels in the industry, worldwide, that is. And Neil's on the line now to tell us exactly how we can do just that. Neil, how you doing? Are you all right?
Hey, Dave. Happy Sunday. How are you doing?
Happy Sunday. How are you doing? There's a bit of a gap between us, but such is life. We'll just keep going. And now, first of all, the app itself. What's the story behind the name, Anderson?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's just a play on A&R. We wanted to give our product a little bit of personality. And because we're one of those startups that likes removing letters from their names, we decided to ditch the E. But yeah, it's just a play on A&R.
A&R being Artists and Repertoire, if I remember correctly, which was basically people that will go out and check out bands and sign them to labels and things. So where did the idea come from?
So myself and my business partner are managers, first and foremost. And it was one of the long evenings we spent trawling through social media, blogs, playlists. My frustrated business partner, Zach, turned to me and he said, why can't we automate this process? And why can't we bring it back to what matters most, which is the music? So Anderson grew from that and is now a sound-driven discovery platform that allows industry executives search by sound.
Okay, hold on. There are apps where artists can, if you like, self-tag. So how does your one work?
Yeah, exactly. So rather than allowing that, we strip down audio files into a little over 600 data points. So things like beats per minute, key, chord progression. And rather than presenting artists who are trending or based off listening behavior, we analyze what makes that track unique and compares to existing hits. So if you're looking for a artist who sounds at least 70% similar to the Rolling Stones within 50 kilometers of Dublin, you can find them on Anderson.
So is it all about creating an algorithm then?
So yeah, like our technology is. But ultimately, I think when we say what it's about trying to create a more meaningful form of discovery for both musicians and industry professionals alike.
Okay, I mean, I don't write music, so I'm not necessarily saying, God, this is something I definitely need. But, I mean, I would have thought, like, sorry, this is 2021 now. There's got to be competition out there. Surely somebody has attempted this type of thing before or not?
Yeah, no. So in terms of digital discovery, yeah. Like, there's the behemoth we all know in Spotify, which is not really a discovery platform, it's a listening platform. But then if you look at, there's tools that rely on social metrics. So if you want to find the artists that are trending on Spotify and on Apple Music and on Instagram, you can use tools like Sodatone and Instrumental. But we are the only sound-driven solution in the market.
Wow, okay, hold on, I'm going to get lost if we get too much detail. Look, you know, if let's say I was an artist, just let's say I was making music and yeah. I wanted to get it out there and see the best of whatever. I made some tracks, I want to get them heard. What's the benefit of using Anderson, especially over other similar apps?
Yeah, so there's the core is being put in front of industry executives. So if you're looking for a manager, a booker, when we all finally get to go back and listen to live music, or we've had a few success cases with a few syncs already on the platform. So podcasts have synced a few tracks from Anderson as soundtracks. But also, especially in the fact that we're living in a COVID world, we've had a lot of artists reach out to each other and yeah. collaborate digitally over the platform. So there's that as well, because we do have that global community on the platform already.
Would Spotify be kind of heavily biased in terms of certain labels when it recommends stuff?
Yeah, well, I don't want to be on RT2FM saying that Spotify are biased, but
well, I'll tell you what, you'll be joining a long queue of people we've had on this program, I can tell you.
There's definitely an element of nepotism, and I think with any editorial content, no matter what the platform is, there's going to be leeway for that. I think Spotify do an incredible job on the fact that now music is so accessible and you can have any song in the world at your fingertips in
Neil,
seconds.
You're a lick, for God's sake.
No, but like, look, what In an ideal case scenario, you've technology like ours play into it. So if you're looking for Ariana Grande, but you want to find someone who sounds similar to Ariana Grande, but has no social following, has no label, has no representation, using technology like ours can really help that.
Okay, is it free to sign up?
It is, yeah. So we are free certainly until March, at which point we'll be opening up a new version of the platform with premium offerings, but our platform will always remain free for artists.
Okay, and how many musicians do you have up there at the moment?
So we have 8,000 musicians signed up to the platform since launching in June, there's over 15,000 tracks on the platform, and they're spanning everywhere from the States, the UK. We even had some artists from the Philippines, South Africa. So they're from all over.
But I mean, do
over.
You have the things that people need, you know, like management agencies, music organizations from around the world, major labels?
We do indeed. Obviously, we're still growing. We only launched in June. And as a new product, it does take time. But we do. We have everyone from small management agencies to major labels currently on the platform searching on Anderson.
All right. Well, then for Neil Dunn, paying the rent or paying the mortgage, what's in it for you guys? How do you make it money-wise?
Money-wise, on our side, obviously, we charge industry based off breadth of scope. So if you're a small management agency, you're not going to be paying the same as a global agency with several agents. So it's bespoke contracts based off how you utilize the platform.
But would you license what you have to other, I don't know what the word is, systems?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, like if organizations like Spotify were wanting to better their optimization and personalization of their playlists or anything, we service that. But also other music databases who are, again, just looking to filter their results better. We do licensing agreements with them as well.
Okay, by the way, we are talking to Neil Dunn, co-founder of Anderson Music. 51552 is the text. If you are one of these people who think this could be the bridge that gets me from A to B, all right, across the river. So in this age, Neil, you know, it's so easy to release music independently, and you have the likes of Taylor Swift and Kanye West having fights with their labels and all that. What do you say to people, though, who think that the record label of the future is no label at all?
I think from a management perspective, if I was talking to an artist, I think it's so individualistic to their career. We work with artists who have no interest in working with labels, and we work with artists that are very interested in working with labels. I think labels get a lot of stick, undeserving, because they do incredible work to grow and nurture careers. That's not to say that what happened to people like Taylor Swift and people like that, and Lily Allen and stuff, was horrible and wrong. But I think the labels of the 20th century are very different to the labels of the 21st century, where you're seeing a lot more artist-centric approach. They're realizing that they are the centerpiece. They have to be everything from dancers to musicians to TV personalities. And I think labels, if you find an agent that's willing to work for you, and that has the same vision as you do and is willing to help use their network to grow you, I think it can be amazing. But at the same time, when you look at especially how Bandcamp has grown this year, the ability to go it alone and work more independently is definitely a more viable option these days.
Okay, so Bandcamp has really opened up everything to give everybody an opportunity to go it alone, but you don't necessarily want to write off labels altogether at this stage.
I don't think so. I think, again, it does depend on your own career and how you want to go with it. But I think labels get a lot of stick, but they also do fantastic work. Yeah. So,
okay, you launched a song contest last year, some pretty brilliant prizes. How did it go? Can users expect more competitions like this in the future?
Absolutely, yeah. It was amazing. We had well over 3,000 people submit, and we're giving away over €12,500 in cash prizes, as well as we're very thankful to our sponsors at Dublin Vinyl Company and Dublin Studio Hub, who are giving incredible prizes to well-deserving independent artists. The winner will be announced on February 18th, and there'll be unfortunately, we'd hoped it would be a live concert, but we'll stream that, which will be free to view. If anyone wants to catch 10 of the brightest unsigned artists, they can do so online. But yeah, absolutely. It was an amazing opportunity and we'll definitely be running it again.
All right. Well, then finally, if there is an artist out there or somebody who knows an artist who could really benefit from a tool like this, how can they get involved?
Yeah, so they can. We're currently available on both app stores, as well as so that's iOS and Android, as well as online at anderson.com. But you can also reach out to us, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok. We're always happy to have a chat. So reach out and we'll help you get heard.
All right. Well, I was happy to have a chat too. So, Neil, thank you very much for talking to us. Neil Dunnett is co-founder of Anderson Music. That's Anderson without the E in the middle. Thanks very much for joining us on the program today, Neil. Come on.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.